This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season.
The radical left wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it, and now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
You know, the only way it's going to be a white Christmas this year at the non-white Christmas party is if Lamar Cook makes his $85,000 bail.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is always 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we're now in day 4 of the Keystone Cops-like chase after the Brown University shooter, the big fat guy, or he's not a big fat guy, he's a 5'8 fat guy, an average-sized fat guy, and it's really pitiful what's going on here, and they are just trying to cover it all up, and we've seen this before, haven't we? Remember the Orlando shooting, the Hillary Clinton voter, and that was confirmed by one of his friends in the Washington Post. The guy was a Hillary Clinton voter. He went in to a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and shot, I think, 50 gays, and he was screaming, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it was all picked up on, I don't know where it was picked up, surveillance cameras or whatever, but the FBI got the entire recording of the massacre, and they transcribed it, and they changed Allahu Akbar to God is great. Remember? As if no one could figure it out. Now they're doing the same thing, at Brown University. They will not tell us what this guy said. There were 60 people in that room. And oddly enough, he killed a woman, a 19-year-old woman, a freshman, a member of the vice president of the College Republican Club, and a member of the Catholic organization on campus. She was a big-time Catholic in her hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. And they killed a Muslim student from Uzbekistan who was a pre-med student or wanted to be a pre-med student. And then he fled, and nobody's seen him since. And they detained, if not arrested, the wrong guy and then let him go. And now they're stonewalling on what was said. Apparently, five students have said that he said Allahu Akbar before he opened fire. Allahu Akbar. This is what Mark Halpernan said. He's a Democrat, but he's pretty good. He's got his own podcast now, and he's talking about Ella Cook, the Christian, the Catholic, being the Catholic woman, the Republican being the target. But, you know, he's saying it directly, what people are talking about. Cut five.
People are telling me that the family of, I just need to look up her name. I apologize.
Ella Cook, I think.
Thank you.
Mark.
Thank
Ella,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That the family of Ella Cook, the Alabama young woman who was a sophomore, has been told that she was the target of what happened at Brown. I have no idea whether that's true. There's other theories about why the person did what they did, but now that we don't know who the assailant is, it's going to be harder to say. But if it's true that she was targeted, that's a big story, because she was one of the most visible conservatives on that campus. Don't know that it's true, but probably most of you don't even know that that's being alleged, because you'd have to follow certain accounts on X or have sources, as I do, who are telling me that.
You know, Nick D says the Brown murder suspect, they've never said how they identified him. Is it credible? I don't know. Cash Patel said it was credible. You know, again, he has his good days and his bad days. I don't think that announcement congratulating the troops on making the arrest was one of his better days, considering what's happened since then. So this is the Providence police chief, Oscar Perez, and he's being asked directly over and over again, you know, what did this guy say? What did this guy say? I'm still surprised the reporters never just came out and said, did he say Allahu Akbar? But he, you know, the guy is refusing to say anything. Cut four.
Now, there's a report the shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Can you tell us what that was?
Yeah, it's part of the investigation, John, and we'll, yeah.
Now, the only reason I asked that, though, is, for instance, like with the Unabomber, his brother recognized the writing. So it's possible a friend or family member might recognize if the person said something that was significant.
Correct.
And that's why... You don't, other than the 9mm, is there anything else inside that auditorium that you can tell us?
No, that's correct. And listen, like I said earlier, investigations will bring us to evidence that we need to collect in order to be able to prosecute.
With that being said,
we're going to continue to collect evidence. And if it leads us to something to that nature that's going to be extremely helpful for us to identify somebody, we'll be the first ones to put it out.
Alex, follow up on John's question. Did the suspect yell, like has been reported, and there's been some erroneous reporting, but did he yell when he came in the classroom? And how valuable have witness statements been from those who survived?
Listen, like, my heart goes out to the victims. It goes out to the families. And I'll tell you that they're
answer the question.
Their cooperation has been extremely helpful. And that, with that being said, we'll continue, and I'm going to respect the fact that, and I hope that they get better, and my heart and soul goes out to them. So,
did he yell them?
That's something that we're investigating. We took statements, and we have to confirm that.
What did he say?
We're going to wrap it up here.
These people, they're not ready for prime time. This is pitiful. We have the Attorney General doesn't know what's going on. The Attorney General, let's just play a cut. Nerona is his name. He's the guy who has refused to fire this crazy assistant Attorney General of his, Devin Hogan Flanagan, who was screaming drunk out of her mind at the cop down in Newport, Rhode Island, with her girlfriend. Last August, this guy is so inept, so incompetent that he wouldn't even fire this woman for claiming that she was the Attorney General seven times. Cut six.
What are you
probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what?
Can you relax? Sir, she's not doing anything wrong.
AG.
She's not
I'm an AG.
Wait, she's an AG. You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs. I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge
you're
is in the car. You want to go get a badge?
Let me tell you something.
Just,
you're arrested.
Buddy, get the hell out of here. Buddy, just seriously.
No, arrest me, AG. Let me tell you something.
Are you under arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
She's still suspended. Maybe they ought to put Devin Hogan Flanagan in charge of the investigation. After all, she is an AG. Even if she's drunk, she couldn't do any worse than these people are doing in Providence. This is ridiculous. And then we have the mayor of Providence, Brett Smiley. Guess what? He's not from Providence. He's not from New England. He's from Chicago. Like Michelle Wu and Ayanna Pressley. And, oh, by the way, he's married to a guy. I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked. And, you know, it's really been wearing on him. He's from away, and he's got his husband at home somewhere, and he's had to work around the clock here. Cut three.
Colonel, I have John, please, just for a second. A couple things. First of all, Brown University and Brown Public Safety, Brown Police Department has been a close collaborator throughout this process. I do not accept that criticism.
Oh, come on. We know that.
Secondly, everyone you see behind us, we've all been working for now 49 hours. Tired.
Can you imagine Rudy Giuliani saying he was tired? Or Richard J. Daley, the original one in Chicago? We're tired. Or even Mumbles Menino. He's tired. Do you think Mumbles would say he was sick at the time, but do you think Mumbles would say he was tired after the Boston Marathon bombing? Steve Murphy was the acting mayor. He came right on the show. We're tired. Good Lord. 844.
Oh, my God.
844-500-4242. This is ridiculous that this is that they won't tell us. I mean, anybody can get away, and we all understand that. But, I mean, not to tell us what was said. And it is like the, in a way, now that I think about it, it's like the Boston Marathon bombing. When Deval Patrick went on, they had the Joker's manifesto that he'd written in the boat in Watertown when he was bleeding out, and he didn't bleed out because the guy went out for a cigarette. Henneberry, never forgive Henneberry. He's dead now, I think, but I never forgive him for going out for a cigarette and not letting him bleed out. But they had his manifesto. They knew why he had done it. And then Deval Patrick, small Deval, goes on Face the Nation, I think it was, and says, well, we may never know the motives of those nice young men. Oh, I'm tired of it. Why are they making excuses for these savages? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. What are they hiding, and why are they hiding it? I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is what was the Brown University terrorist shouting that the cops refused to tell us? This is MAGA country? Merry Christmas, Mazel Tov, or Allahu Akbar.
And we've already got other suggestions on the text line, including Feliz Navidad, which is Merry Christmas in Spanish, obviously. I'm going to go with Allahu Akbar.
96% of the audience also agrees more than likely it was Allahu Akbar. 3% believe Merry Christmas, and 1% believe this is MAGA country.
Nobody for Mazel Tov.
Nobody
huh?
for Mazel Tov.
Okay, 844-500-4242. Someone says, well, if he was only aiming for one person, why did he shoot off 40 rounds? I don't know the answer to this. Nobody knows the answer to it. Why did they pick up this guy from Wisconsin? What led to him? And And how did they know that he had this this gun with a red laser on it, which they made it sound like it's very rare, but it's not very rare as far as I can see. I mean, the burners have the little laser on them. I mean, you can buy one on Amazon to put on a regular firearm for fairly short money, about $20. 844-500-4242. 781, typical WASP institution. Clown U has $7 billion in endowments, and they let the taxpayer put up the $50,000 reward. They could put up a $50 million reward. Well, again, they're like Harvard, though, you know? Harvard has an endowment of over $50 billion, and they don't want to pay. And I used to pay more property taxes in Boston and in Cambridge than they did. So did everybody. A guy who owns a shed paid more in property taxes because they had and still do have an exemption in lieu of property tax. In lieu of tax does not make up for not paying property taxes. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just wish they'd level with us. You know, I mean, again, I'm not impressed that they don't have somebody in custody, that they don't have some better idea of what's going on, but they could at least be honest with us. Andrew says, you should add, stop misgendering me. What about free Palestine? I knew this is one of those poll questions where everybody would have their own suggestion. I wanted to keep it brief. I think we covered it though. You have a choice there. You know what he said. We all know it. 401, the present chief of the Brown University Police Department is also DEI. He was the head of the University of Utah Police Department before he resigned to go to Brown. He's a mall cop, supposedly. Yeah, I have no doubt. But, you know, Brown University, it may be more woke than Harvard, you know, and that's saying a lot. And you know, I was thinking about Dartmouth College, and that's Dartmouth College is Ivy League, but it's kind of like Ivy League with an asterisk because they still let Americans go there. And they have an American, a pro-American president and a pro-American board of directors, but not Brown University. Just as well I didn't have those $3,200 I would have needed in the fall of 1969 to go to Brown University. Just as well. Everything has worked out for the best. 844-500-4242. 508, has Here's Johnny been debunked? 207, I was just at the L.L. Bean in Freeport, and their hunting store is full of those laser sights. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. I mean, you don't need to be an expert on guns to say, you know, when they were saying, oh, it's very rare to have one of those laser sights on the gun. I mean, you don't need to be. You don't need to know. You don't need to be at Cape Gun Works every weekend, you know, on the range, to know that a lot of people have those lasers. 844-500-4242. Where to take your calls? What do you think about this? And we'll talk about the fact that Alan Jackson has now been retained as the lawyer for Nick Reiner, the son of Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner, who pretty clearly murdered them. And that, you know, hey, as Hunter Thompson said, even a werewolf, is entitled to legal counsel. I got no problems with it. I just wonder who's going to pay him, you know, because I even think under wacky California laws, you can't benefit by murdering someone by inheriting their estate. Alan Jackson will charge a lot for this one. This will not be pro bono. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
In the fourth hour of the show today, 3 hours from now, we'll have Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks on, and we can discuss some of this about the laser sights the unusual laser sights, which aren't really all that unusual and aren't that expensive. But we'll talk more about this. 844-500-4242. An MIT professor was shot and killed in his home last night in Brookline. That's kind of a weird story. We'll talk more about that as the afternoon goes on. 508, does the high-end attorney provide anything other than the hope of a mental institution versus the penitentiary? Well, I don't think there's a chance of the death penalty in California. It's been a very long time since they executed anybody in California. And it would be like 30 years away if it ever happened, and it never will. So I don't know. I don't know why you really need Alan Jackson. I don't know what he's gonna do. And I like Alan Jackson a lot, just as a person, and he's a fantastic lawyer, as we all saw. But I mean, sometimes you don't really need a high end lawyer, do you? I mean, if it's really cut and dried. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, laser sights are as common as half gallons of milk. You get them at Walmart or whatever. I don't know what Miller or whoever it was talking about, but neither here nor there, Howie. Obviously, the terrorists who attacked Brown wanted people to know what he was about when he said Allah Akbar. He wasn't keeping it. All those students heard it. You have to ask yourself, why were they keeping that information from the public? So right now, that guy's out there. Who knows what he's doing? Who knows? You know, he's endangering the public. And Brown University, a few weeks back, they had that big protest in support of the Palestinian protest wearing the Khadifa hats of Yasser Arafat. Maybe Brown ought to rethink its liberal policy, because now that professor that was supposed to be in that classroom where that guy shot those kids was a famous, well-educated Jewish professor who taught, I believe, over in Israel
right.
for many years. And so, I mean, this whole thing stinks. It smells of just incompetence and cover-up. I don't know exactly what it is. Why would they cover up after all the terrorist act? Why cover up the fact that he said Allah Akbar? What's the purpose of
right.
that? I mean, come on.
Right.
Man, there's enough text now.
I know there's supposedly five kids that have stepped out and said that that's what he said. And you know, this happened on the same day as the shooting in Sydney, Australia, which the casualties, unfortunately, were much greater. But it's worldwide. That's the bigger story. I mean, what are they covering? You're right. What are they covering up? This is just another part of the same story about Muslim terrorism against civilization. And you know, it's not going to be suppressed forever any more than the FBI was able to suppress what the Hillary Clinton voter did when he shot up the gay bar in Orlando, Florida, back in 2016, I guess it was. Thanks for the call, David. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, Howie. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to you, Arthur.
Well, yeah, well, it's not such a happy Hanukkah anymore. I guess
no.
This country has made a choice that they prefer the terrorist Palestinians, because that's what they've been everywhere from when they've massacred the Israeli athletes in Munich, and that's all they do is terrorism. And instead of the peaceful Jewish people, who all they do is contribute to wherever they are. It is truly amazing what's going on in this country. They can't tell the difference.
I don't know. Again, though, Arthur, you know, just the immediate question is, why are they covering this up in Providence? If indeed they are covering it up, and why won't they tell us what they know? What's the big secret?
Well, I think that the big secret is from the first press conference that we saw. You saw that these were people who were totally out to lunch. And if you know, and as bad as the mayor was, how about the governor who comes out there and gives his 22nd, my hearts go out to everybody, and I have no idea what the state is doing.
Right.
Not one mention of the state police with roadblocks or they didn't carve, surround an area to try to see if they can enclose.
Now that you mentioned the roadblocks, Arthur. Now that you mentioned it, remember when Gina Raimondo was governor of Rhode Island and they set up roadblocks on the state borders to prevent people coming into the state with New York license plates? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was in 2020. Yeah. That was a violation of what is it, the Uniform Commerce Code of the Constitution, commerce between the states. And they didn't even know who was in the car. If you had a New York license plate, you could still be from Rhode Island going home. You're not supposed to stop people from going back and forth between the states. So they had roadblocks up for the COVID panic that was caused by the red Chinese. But they didn't put up any roadblocks to stop this guy from getting out of Providence?
No. You know what? I still don't know, and we don't know. How long did it take for the first policeman or whoever to come on the scene? There is such ineptness about this incompetence, and this guy, Mayor Brent, who's competing with Mayor Peters, the worst mayor that ever existed in
Arthur, I got some news you may not realize. Did you know that Mayor Smiley converted to Reform Judaism last year?
Oh,
I read that
God.
On Wikipedia. I thought that would get your attention.
Oh my God. I don't know what to say. I didn't think we were that hot up for people anymore.
Maybe that's why he's been so tired. He's been praying. He's been studying the Torah. I don't know. Thanks, Arthur. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. Judy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Howie. I was listening to watching a TV show yesterday, Real America's Voice, and Bannon had somebody on. I don't remember who, but he stated that if they say that the brown shooter yelled "Allahu Akbar," that then the feds can get involved. And I'm wondering if that's why they're not releasing, because they don't want the feds to get involved.
But they were involved, Judy. Remember on Sunday, Kash Patel announced that his guys, the G-Men, had played a role in capturing this guy from Wisconsin who they released 24 hours later?
Oh, I missed that part. I did hear that they had involved somebody from the Boston field office, but that's all I heard. So I guess that doesn't make sense then.
You know who the head of the Boston field office is? Is a guy who was, or somebody, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, was involved running the diversity office under Christopher Wray, and before that was in Michigan during the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax back in 2020. That was one of the subplots to stealing the election from Trump, blaming him for this alleged plot by these homeless guys that just wanted beer and weed. And there were four homeless guys and 12 FBI agents involved in this nefarious plot, supposedly to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah, I don't know. I like Kash Patel. I like Dan Bongino, but I'm not a big believer in the efficiency of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Thanks, Judy. 508, if you watch the progression of that press conferences, you can time when the press and officials realized it didn't fit the narrative they hoped. The press started asking stupid questions like, what do you say to people who see a bunch of cops on their street and are afraid, not afraid of the shooter still on the loose, afraid of the cops? I don't know. There's another one here, 617, amateur hour at Brown University. I think it's always amateur hour at Brown University. That's my reading of the situation over the years. No crisis management team. Who thought an uninformed president was a good idea to put in front of reporters? Well, they Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania and MIT did the same thing, if you may recall, back in 2023 with Elise Stefanik. Let's see here. Three, no high-tech security cameras. Brown better lawyer up, because if I were a parent, I'd call a pit bull lawyer to sue them for gross incompetence. What a disaster. 844-500-4242, 781. I spent a long time in the Mideast. Once they showed the guy stand there with his hands behind his back, I knew it was a Muslim. Anyone who spent time overseas will tell you that's how they stand. Yeah. I mean, you would think the fact that he's of normal size and has a gut that size would, I mean, somebody's got to have an inkling at least who it is, right? Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie.
Hi,
Howie. So two guys, two statements. I know you know them both. So last night, Gad Saad, very profound. He said, no one's radicalized. There's no radical Islam. It's Islam. You either believe the tenets and you don't, murder people, or you don't believe the tenets and you do, you know, what these guys did and what they did in Australia. There's no radicalization of Islam. This is the religion. The other was today, what's his name, Buck Sexton, the former CIA guy, who said, again, I thought very profound, go around the world and find a radical, Christian, Buddhist, Sikh, organization that's shooting up and murdering people like Muslims are.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think he said, or he was quoting someone as saying that, is there any Buddha phobia in the United States? And of course the answer is no.
Right?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of Buddhists in the United States. Some are, native born Americans who've converted, and nobody's going around terrorizing anybody. No one's shooting up classrooms or shooting up beaches or crashing jetliners into buildings from the Buddha religion or the Hindu religion or the Sikh religion or the Druze, which are just an offshoot of Muslims, or... it's just ridiculous that this is going on. Thanks for the call, Dave. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, I guess I'm just joining the party with this sad commentary on. I watched that news conference. The first 8 minutes was all about little Sally and how she felt safe on the streets now because of the police. Nothing about the suspect, nothing about the motive, nothing, you know what I mean? It was all, they should have two different press conferences, one about, the here and the now, and the other one about, let's try to make everybody feel good that we got people murdered within your little neighborhood, It was so bizarre. It was really bizarre, man,
Yeah, I wish the Providence Press, they were hinting around at it, but they just wouldn't come out and directly ask the questions, and I don't understand that either. Although, again, the Providence Press has never been, world class or anything like that. I'll tell you a story about them later on in the show about how I met Tucker Carlson. Because of the weakness of the Providence Press, I was the keeper of the records on Patches Kennedy. And because no one in Providence would touch it, because their goal is to kiss the ass of the ruling class then and now, as you saw yesterday. Thanks for the call, David. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at TitleLock.com, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. You don't want this to happen to you after you've worked so long and so hard to pay off that mortgage on your home, your biggest piece of real estate property, your biggest investment in your whole life. Protect yourself like I did from this kind of theft. Don't be a victim. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. One of the texters wants to know, can they ditch the sign language guy? Some of them are less obtrusive than others. And this guy happens to look like Fester in the Addams Family. That's just it's one of those things. Get used to it.
He also had a lot of facial expressions, like very pronounced. Like a lot of times but he really he looked shocked a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a lot to be shocked about when they were dodging answering anything. 508, the college president said, now we can work on making the students feel safe again. That's the problem. Feeling safe doesn't mean you actually are. Implement proper basic security measures and actual safety increases dramatically. I'm telling you, flip lock is a good way to get a little more safety in your life. You know, it's available at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, $50 value for $25, 10 times the protection of a deadbolt lock, and it's very easy to install. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to get your opinion. I mean, do you think we are literally watching liberalism fall apart right in front of our eyes with these two press conferences? I mean, the incompetence in Rhode Island was only outdone by what the Prime Minister of Australia was saying. This guy is literally bringing up gun control like that was the problem.
But they always do that here, too, David. I mean, it seems to be a problem in the English-speaking world, doesn't it? Or maybe Western civilization at large. Yeah.
I mean, he did not even mention anything to do with Islamic terrorism, but he brings up gun control. It makes no sense whatsoever.
But he can't. He's a liberal. You know, he's invested in gun control.
Yeah. That's why I said, don't you think we're seeing it falling apart right in front of our eyes? I mean, these arguments that they make every single time, at what point are people going to open their eyes and say, this is just ridiculous what they keep coming up with?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the fact is, I mean, I know Trump won a great victory last year, but the fact is Kamala Harris still got 48% of the vote. I mean, that's pretty scary, isn't it? I mean, what would be going on if she'd won? Thanks for the call, though, David. It just shows how clueless they are, or whether they're clueless or collaborators, one way or the other, you want to keep them out of power. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa, quickly.
Hey, Howie. I looked at the video, only saw one of them, but he looked like a pudgy white guy from the back of the...
Yes.
You only saw the back of him. But another thing is, it looked like it was a GOP studies or conservatives targeted room of some people or some persons, like you've already said. But it's just, we have to look into that, obviously.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem like they're interested in asking the right questions, does it? We'll keep talking about this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.